Savannah State University is the oldest public HBCU in the state of Georgia and was established in 1890. Our next guest, Ms. Zadis Pollard, she's a graduate of Savannah State University and also a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. And we're going to be talking to her today about how she got into medical sales from the university and also went on to establish her own consulting firm while still working in medical sales. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. Hey. What up, y'all? This your girl, Adrena Martin, host of the Historically Black Sense the Culture Effect podcast show, and thank you all for tuning in. I'm a 2012 graduate of the illustrious Tuskegee University and also a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, and I created Historically Black Sense a few years ago, and it's a media platform dedicated to the culture of HBCUs, Black Greek life, and positive Black culture thrown in as well. Follow us on Instagram at Historically Black Sense, and you can also visit us online at www.hbcusense, and that's SINCE.com. So basically what this podcast is all about is we're going to be interviewing HBCU alumni, different Greek members, and also current students as well about the effect that their HBCU and their organization has had on their lives. So we're going to be having some great conversations, going to be some raw, open, and honest conversations, some much-needed conversations specifically, and some great guests as well. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. All right, everyone, this is Adrena Martin with Historically Black Sense, and I have the pleasure of interviewing Ms. Zadis Pollard today. How are you doing today?
I'm well. Thank you for asking. How are you?
I'm great. I'm excited definitely to talk to you and hear about everything you have going on. So let's go ahead and get right into it. So tell us a little bit of your background information first. I know you're into medical sales, but give us a little bit of your background before getting to your HBCU.
Absolutely. So I was actually born in Alabama, and my dad got an opportunity to be a coach in Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. So as a kid, I moved out to Vegas, and I fell in love with basketball, started playing a lot of sports, and traveling the world, being an athlete, and I was super excited about that. Had an opportunity to go to Savannah State University on a full ride athletic and academic scholarship. Wow. And after that, I started working in Dallas, Texas as a marketing director for a retail real estate company that managed a lot of malls and stuff in the lower south. And then I moved from Dallas, and I got an opportunity to be a medical device rep with a very nice company in St. Louis, Missouri, and I was a ASR associate rep with the pacemaker cardiac side. And after that, I got an opportunity to manage my entire state by myself. Mm-hmm. So I relocated from St. Louis, Missouri to Las Vegas, Nevada. Mm-hmm. And I covered the state of Nevada for spine and brain cases. And I've been doing that now for a little bit over 2 years. So that's pretty much me.
Okay, well, and you say you're from Alabama. Now, which part of Alabama?
Troy, Alabama.
Oh, okay. I actually went to school at Tuskegee, so I was like, okay, I wonder if it's... No, I've been to Troy a few times. Okay, we used to go visit the campus there. All right.
Yeah, definitely.
So, Savannah State University. So, how did you get there? Was it because you got the full ride, or did you apply to other HBCUs, or how did that come about?
Just because I got a full ride. I tore my ACL right out of high school, so I had to go to a JUCO first to rehab in Levelland, Texas, and I did that for like a year, and then I got my opportunity to play D1 in Las Vegas, D1 in Savannah, Georgia.
okay, so yeah, what... So tell us about your experience on campus and also becoming a member of your sorority, Alpha Kappa Alpha. How did those experience, well, first let's kind of break it down. Tell us about your experience at an HBCU and joining your sorority. What were those two experiences like for you?
You know, graduating from high school in Las Vegas, it was just a different perspective of like kids my age in high school in Las Vegas when I graduated. Versus when my freshman year, just being like more so like in a southern area. So just going to an HBCU was so amazing to me because I was just around so many other successful people that mm-hmm. looked like me. Mm-hmm. So it motivated me to really want to be like super successful as well, because everyone around me, you know, working towards getting a degree. And mm-hmm. on top of that, I'm on a basketball team of girls who are going to school to be doctors, lawyers, own their own businesses, managers. Some are now playing professional basketball. Mm-hmm. So just being surrounded around like those type of women, I had no choice to succeed because they all look like me. And I grew up graduating high school where it was like maybe like 5 or 10 black kids in my high school. Because mm-hmm. I went to a very, you know, upper-level high school in Las Vegas, so didn't mm-hmm. see many people of my color, but if you go to the South, and they look like me, and their, like, skill level is, like, way more than I've ever imagined. It was just such an awesome experience, and also being on a basketball team where, you know, we played really well. I started at one point, and I was really good at shooting three-point shots. So just being on campus and being an athlete, it was like a party every other day, but yet you're working towards graduating. So it was mm-hmm. so fun going to HBCU.
Okay. And then also, so what are some misconceptions that you think people have about attending an HBCU versus going to a PWI?
I don't know, because I've never really had those conversations. Mm-hmm. I never really had anyone around me say anything bad about HBCU. So okay. I don't know, actually.
Okay. I mean, that's actually, I guess, a good thing, you know, because some people, a lot of people, and I guess even from my own experience, think that, you know, if you go to an HBCU, you won't get the same educational experience, or, you know, you just won't have the same, the degree won't mean as much. So those are just some things that I've heard from my experience. But I mean, I guess that's good that you haven't had to experience that. And now let's get into becoming a member of your organization, Alpha Kappa Alpha. What was that experience like for you on campus? And how do you feel like those experiences help you transition into the medical field and just being a businesswoman?
You know, it's so funny you say that, because I was always a super tomboy, like super, super tomboy. Uh-huh. I grew up in high school, you know, with straight backs and just not so much girly-girl, unless I had to be. Mm-hmm. So when I got to college, I just, you know, it was a group of women that, you know, I just became friends with, and they were lawyers, doctors, and, you know, they were so successful, and that's who I saw, you know, just been Alpha in college. There were just so many women that was just like, wow, like, you do this, you do that, and they were all just women of AKA. So I was just like, okay, I just want to be like them one day. I want to be successful and also be a lady of AKA and just also learn to be, you know, a woman of power, but yet be feminine and still take control of everything. And that's what I learned, and that's what they represented, and that's what I was looking forward to. And so that's why I joined the organization. So mm-hmm. I tore my ACL during the middle of the season. So the NCAA, they had to redshirt me, so I had an opportunity to just really just be on campus like a normal college kid.
Right.
So when I tore my ACL, you know, it's finally an opportunity to like take a break, not really have to worry about, you know, body being sore from practice. I was just a normal kid. Mm-hmm. So I had an opportunity to join, and I joined, and it was 49 of us. Mm-hmm. And it was one of the greatest experiences I've ever experienced in my life. And mm-hmm. I'm just so honored and grateful to be a part of it.
Okay, wow, that's amazing. And that's the thing, too, like, you going to, I guess, any college in general definitely teaches you balance. You know, you being an athlete, then you becoming a member of your organization, it's definitely a lot of balance that comes into play. And those are also skills that can be used once you actually get into your career. So let's transition and talk about after you graduated from college. Did you go straight into your career, or what was that process like for you?
Yeah, right out of college, I maybe like bartended for like a few months just as I was transitioning, mm-hmm. but I had an opportunity to start working in corporate America right out of college.
Okay, that's amazing. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so you went into corporate America, and then so now you have your own medical, you teach people how to get into the medical sales industry, so let's talk about that a little bit, and what made you want to start your own business with that?
So there's two sides of every story, right? So, for one, I understood how important networking is. Mm-hmm. I knew that I was a go-getter, overachiever. I surround myself around other sales women who are just like that. You know, they amaze me how they handle their business. And I'm pretty sure they are like, how do you do what you do? Mm-hmm. So it's just, you know, being around that type of environment, I understood that because, you know, her and I were like go-getters, it was kind of easy for us to understand it still really, really quick because you have to really have that hunger to want to do it. But mm-hmm. also understood that some people just didn't really know what to do. So I was like, okay, I get a lot of questions. I'm also a medical device rep, mm-hmm. so I don't really have time to help you, but I want to help you. So I was just had the phrase of, you know, if you are, you know, make a business out of it so you can help people and also make a living for yourself because you also have responsibilities that you have to handle. So I wanted to be able to do both, and in order to do both, I was like, hey, you know, let's make a company out of it. Mm-hmm. And ever since then, it's been so great because I helped so many people get into this industry, and they're just mm-hmm. grateful. Like, they sometimes cry, like, I'm just so thankful for you. And I'm like, wow, this is amazing, because first I was like, okay, I'm going to make it a company, and I want to help you, but now it's more like my heart is in it. So
right.
I try everything I can to go above and beyond and make sure my clients get a job. And because I know I'm good at it and I'm experiencing it and living it every day, then who's a better expert than I am? Mm-hmm. I'm living it. I'm the rep. I got the job that you're trying to get.
Right.
So in order to, so why not teach you how to do it mm-hmm. and show you how to be hungry like me, and you'll land a job. And so far, it's worked. People are, it's changing their lives, you know? So,
wow.
So, I'm grateful for that, and I love it.
So, okay, so for those who aren't familiar, what all does the medical sales rep industry entail, just for those who aren't familiar with it?
It depends on your company. So there's reps that handle surgery every day.
Mm-hmm.
There's reps that sales do, like, C-suite in the hospitals. Mm-hmm. There's reps that sell disposables where a doctor uses your product once and he throws it away. Or there's reps out there that are selling, like, hardcore machines that they need to use every day during surgery. Mm-hmm. So they're selling a large sum of product at once. So it just depends on what type of company you're working for and their business strategy. So that's pretty much what it is. You're constantly selling to C-suite and also physicians and building their trust and building friends and feeding them good and good drinks, and you're good to go.
Going from corporate America and then transitioning to entrepreneurship, tell us how, because there's definitely some adjustments being an entrepreneur. So I guess what's one of the biggest obstacles that you've had to overcome making the transition?
So I'm actually doing both. I'm mm-hmm. actually still a full-line rep. Mm-hmm. I just got promoted to a territory manager position.
Uh-huh.
So I'm now the manager of my territory. Okay. And on top of that, I still run my consulting business on the side because I like to still be connected in the industry.
Right, right.
And I'm doing well in the industry, so there's no reason for me to get out.
Right,
so
right.
So I'm just sticking with both for sure.
Uh-huh. Okay. I mean, starting your consultation company, you know, because there's a lot of people, and as guys, you say that's a lot of people who, you know, they may be working in corporate America and have an idea like you, and they want to start something for various reasons. So even like having that balance of, you know, still working your regular 9-to-5 job and then also having that on the side, how do you juggle both of those?
Being organized, for sure, and also being determined and focused on getting what you need to get done. Mm-hmm. So I have a calendar. I give them set hours. Mm-hmm. And when they schedule, they can only schedule between those hours because during the day, I typically don't do my consulting. I really just stick with my full-time job because I need to focus on that.
Mm-hmm.
But in the evening is when I mainly do my medical sales consulting business.
Mm-hmm.
And early in the morning, so I typically start my day every day at like 4 a.m.
Okay.
So I do in the morning before work and then after as well, and so far it's been working because these people get hired really quickly, so I don't really have to do much work, you know, afterwards. Mm-hmm. They're pretty much on their own because they're hired at that point.
Right. Okay. And, you know, I think it's important for people to hear this too, because a lot of people, like I said, they, you know, they think that they can't start, you know, a side business or start working on the dreams, because, you know, they feel like, oh, I don't have the time, or I don't have this, I don't have that. And so you're definitely proven that you can do both. You know, you can still do what you love, keep your other job, and then still work on something that you're passionate about as well. So I think that's important. And so even transitioning back to, not necessarily back to, but using your HBCU experience as well, what do you think is one of the biggest lessons that you've learned throughout your experience, through both your experience and also being a part of your sorority, that has helped you to this date that you can use, you know, to, yeah, pretty much like the biggest lesson that you've learned from both?
Yeah, so just being an HBCU, and I'm sorry, clarify, I apologize.
Oh, no, it's okay. I know I said a lot. No, I was basically asking, like, what's one of the biggest things that you can say you've learned, or one of the biggest lessons that you've learned that you carried over from your HBCU into you being a medical sales rep and even getting out networking and being a career woman?
Yeah, I always learned to dress to impress. Mm-hmm. So I know everyone understands when you go to HBCU, you have the fried chicken Wednesdays or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or dress to impress on Wednesdays. That was the first time in my life I've ever was forced to wear a suit. Mm-hmm. Other than that, I've never experienced, you know, we had to wear business suits and everything, try basketball games, and every Wednesday the campus would dress into, like, very professional clothes. So that was one thing that I learned, like, wow, okay, it's important to not only act the part, but dress the part, too. Mm-hmm. So I can say that's really helped me from my HBCU into my personal life and corporate life now.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you said that, because I had the same experience. I was a business student at Tuskegee, and we had to do the same thing. We had to dress up. We couldn't even get into class if we weren't in, you know, like, business casual or some type of professional attire. So I think that's definitely important, even for students who are listening to this interview, or even aspiring upcoming HBCU students, to know that that's definitely one of the things that an HBCU does help you with, preparing you for that real world experience. So it was like, once you actually get out, like you say, you knew how to dress for success and you already had the wardrobe. So that's definitely important. And as we get ready to wrap this up, what are some words of advice that you may want to give, and even maybe a little bit of a few tips that you may want to give to anybody looking to get into the medical sales industry?
Yeah, definitely. I would encourage everyone to join National Sales Network. It is a organization that basically helps minorities get a job in the sales industry. I mean, not just medical sales, but pharmaceutical, a lot of other healthcare opportunities as well. So I encourage everyone to join National Sales Network. I know typically they're in big cities, so just Google it, mm-hmm. and I'm pretty sure you'll find it, because they have a career fair every year, and that's how I got in. I went to that career fair. I prepped. I got my resume on point. I bragged those 36 and 90 day plan. I spoke to so many people in the industry. That's how I found out about it. Just by networking, I had a direct hire get me an interview. So I tell that person thank you almost every time I see them, because literally they were the plug to get me my job. And once I got in there, because I prepped and worked so hard to prepare myself, you know, I tell people all the time, wherever you put out there, make sure it's your best, because that is your first and last impression. Mm-hmm. So what I've learned is just from that, you know, just networking and learning, and everyone helping me around, just break in, preparing, practicing at 5 a.m., you know, at a 24-hour Starbucks, prepping for an interview at 8 o'clock that morning. So just grinding and just preparing is so important. And I tell people all the time to just go do your very best, because you always will learn from your mistakes. So that's all I have for that, for sure.
All right. So what's next for you?
I have a lot of things, you know, coming down the pipeline. This is the process of completing everything. But follow me on Instagram, and I will definitely keep you updated, because I have a lot of things that will be dropping, and I'm all about helping the next person, and I enjoy it. It brings me closure just with myself, just helping someone that day, mm-hmm. at least once a day. Mm-hmm. So just follow me on Instagram, the book of the THEE, B as in boy, OOKOFC, Z as in zebra, E, the book of
then last question before we leave, what bit of advice, or not necessarily advice, but words would you have to anybody thinking about attending an HBCU and even current HBCU students, a little bit of motivation for them?
I definitely say, you know, go for it, do your research, make sure that you choose the right major when you go to an HBCU. So just focus on, you know, higher degrees that will, you know, help you live in life. Just remember, every year prices are going up. So try to major in something that's going to keep you updated with society, you know, because things are different somehow, you know, 10 years ago, even 5 years ago, things are totally different. So if you want to survive and always on the upper side of life, I truly encourage you to do research on every HBCU you attend, and also major in something that's going to pay you, because you do not want to go to college for 4 years and come out struggling. So that would be my word of advice for anyone that's headed into college, for sure.
All right. Great advice. And then one more time, what's your social media handles?
Absolutely. The Book of Z. And then also, I have a medical sales page. You can actually go to the Book of Z and click on the link and go right to my medical sales page. I share things and tips as much as I can on that page regarding medical sales. So a lot of people say that helped them tremendously. So that's medical sales business coach. And my Instagram personal is the THEE Book of Z.
Okay. All right, well, thank you.